Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. We're here for the Pretty Little Liars show, and tonight we're celebrating an engagement. See you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. Gotta show you that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Thanks, guys. Welcome to our Pretty Little Liars after show. Of course, tonight we are talking Driving Miss Crazy. It's season 7, episode 17. I'm Stephanie Wenger.
Hi guys, I'm Kristen Strange, and this is Elsie.
Hello, Elsie.
We're so excited to have
really
Elsie and
Sweetie. Really excited to be here.
Yes, she loved this episode. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
Yes, and so let's talk about this big engagement. I feel like this has been teased all season. And
did we know it was? Did any of us have a concern that it wasn't going to be them?
We've talked about in weeks past that it could be Emily and
that would have been real quick.
Allison, or like there were other possibilities. Yeah. But as soon as that scene started, where he was kind of talking to Miss Marin, I was like, oh,
Stephanie was like.
I was like, guys, this is it. I think I was the one freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You were like, Sam, look, stop looking at your phone. Look up at this. They're my favorite couple for sure. I was a bit let down by the
fact that he didn't ask her.
And he didn't, like, have a ring.
Yeah, I know.
And just said, I want to marry you, not can I.
Yeah.
Well, so we got that first scene where, it was strange. It was kind of her being present for him asking, like, the parent in this situation. And I was like,
shouldn't do.
Yeah. Ideally, you want to have that conversation away from your future fiancé, I think. But, okay, she's there. But it was kind of looked like it was going to be, like, a signed deal at that point. Like, okay, they're engaged. And I was like, that can't be the moment.
No.
Like, it has to be something greater than that.
And she just kind of smiled, too. She was just like, huh.
Yeah. I did get the chills. I did, even though it wasn't what I wanted to happen.
Because exactly. I got the chills too, but more in the like I'm professing my love for her and like seriousness about her, not in the okay, this is it, guys. This is the time.
Yeah. Right. I felt like it was the most profound like I've ever seen Caleb be about that relationship and how he feels about Hannah. But what gave me chills was actually the later scene
that one didn't give me the chills.
Where I just felt like they were like, we're together, we're really doing this. Like, the first one felt to me like the setup for a really big moment. Mm-hmm. And I still felt like it wasn't a big enough moment, but it did get me a little more than the first scene.
And I'm like, where do you go from there? Like, do you guys, if I was her, I would be confused. Like, so wait, just to confirm, like, are we engaged or aren't we engaged? Because, like, there's no ring, and, like, until there's no ring, I'm not really sure what's going on.
She was confused, I think. Yeah, and
even still, when they left, I was still confused. I'm like, wait, so are you going to tell people you're engaged? Or are you going to, like, wait until he actually proposes? And or was that it?
My other question was, are you just going to wear those cigar rings around your fingers all the time? Like, are you going to shower with them?
Yeah, how's like, that's going to break work? Really quickly. Yeah.
I like that you're
she
concerned
works with
about
her hands.
Yeah, like, I like that you're concerned about the logistics of it.
Hannah's the most, like, OCD-ish as far as being dramatic and glamorous.
Well, exactly. And I feel like that's been her character from season one of the show. Is, like, she's the glamorous one out of the four of them. Like, and always has been. So you want, I guess, an engagement that fits that. Or at least I did tonight. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe this is, like, a newfound thing for her, or that she just loves Caleb enough that it doesn't matter.
I think, too, that, sure, they're trying to, like,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Put a point in her character, like, with this, that, you know, she's changing, she's not all she used to be, like, she's grown and evolved, mm-hmm. and she's not gonna be like, I need a big proposal with a big ring, and it's gotta be all these carrots, and this and that, you know, that she's just kind of, like, low-key, I wanna be with you, no, like, frills.
Maybe she realizes that, from her past engagement, that, like, a big ring doesn't lead you necessarily
to big love,
happiness. Like, there's other more important mm-hmm. things in life.
What I want to know from you guys and from the chat, because I forget your stance on this, I know there were a lot of people this season that thought Caleb could be AD, and that never honestly crossed my mind until all these people brought it up. Do you think that at all right now?
I can tell you Hannah does.
Thinks that he's AD?
She thinks that, like, he's a possibility. Because she's always, you know, she's always been like that about Caleb. She's like, for, like, seasons, she's been like, I don't trust him.
So,
like, fully.
You think she's, like, trying to get closer to her enemy by getting engaged?
Our Hannah.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was like.
Hannah on our panel.
Yes.
Confusing. I know. Our Hannah. You know,
yeah,
she, like.
After Buzz
Hannah, that's usually here. She doesn't.
Right.
She's. I just kind of, I'm like, I don't really have an opinion on that, but I know she does.
Well,
and she's not here, so I have to
speak for her. In past episodes, and I think Hannah has mentioned this on our past podcast, that she feels like Caleb is a possibility because of the tech. Like, he puts together these security systems.
And he's always around.
But my question for her, I believe last week, was how does he have the means, right? So, like,
he has a rich mommy.
Right, but he's like living in a hotel that he's
not paying for it.
Right, so like, is he making money in some way? Like,
he's like doing underground stuff.
I'm curious about like the bankrolling of it.
Yeah,
that's the side of it that makes me think not so much.
But
Caleb.
I feel like that would be so easy to explain, like how he bankrolled it. Like, that's something that you could make up in 30 seconds as a writer. Like, oh, he bankrolled it by doing this, and you'd be like. Okay.
I feel like we're going so down the wrong road thinking he's AD, honestly. But but sometimes I am surprised. It's someone I thought from the beginning, and then they come and end up, you know.
I was reading an article today a couple days ago, that said they've been dropping hints about who AD is the whole time.
I read that.
It's closer than we think, and I'm like, okay, but if they've been dropping hints, like, I haven't caught on to any of them because I have no idea. And it's hard, too, because I am having a hard time of thinking, like, who would be a fulfilling decision.
So, I read the same article as you, and my kind of thought on it was, is this somebody who's right under our nose? Like, have they been directly in front of us? And if that's the case, I really am going to need the backstory
which
of how they did that. Because I believe that they're saying that we're going to know before the final episode who AD
is. I think that we learn at the second to final episode, right? And then the final episode is, like, logistics.
I thought for a second you said, I think we'll know by the final episode. And I go, are you freaking kidding me?
I hope so.
No. sorry if this is a spoiler for anyone, by the way. But, yeah, my understanding is that we'll know in the second to last episode. So coming up in two weeks,
Is it 2 weeks?
Wait.
Yes.
Well, no, because we only have 3 more episodes left.
Yeah, so 2 weeks.
Whew, guys.
So many unanswered questions. But before we move on from Caleb and Hannah, I do want to talk about that they're being investigated kind of for this flood that happened and possibly Archer's death and that whole thing. What do we think about that?
I think that they really need to start rehearsing before they talk to police.
Seriously.
They go, okay, we know they're going to come for us. Let's do a little practice run.
Yeah, let's get our story straight, guys.
And not act like jerks, also. Yeah. Be nice to the cop, okay? Don't act so suspicious.
Although, when Spencer was kind of like, when did we go from dating to stalking? And we were both kind of
clapped.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Because that was out of line for him.
I agree with you. Which kind of brings us to Spencer and Mary Drake, this crazy path that we've been kind of seeing spiral all season, and Mary Drake reappears.
She needs to stop getting in the back of people's cars.
How is she getting in them? Why are people not locking their doors?
And she's upset people are threatened by her. It's like, hello, you keep on sneaking up.
You're breaking into cars.
It's my actual nightmare to have someone get in the back seat of my car.
Every time I leave here, I check my back seat to make sure that Mary Drake hasn't, you know, gotten in there.
Yeah, I mean, she just is a little creepy about it all. But I felt bad. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for Spencer this episode a lot.
Yeah. I agree with that. I felt like...
Well, Spencer's family is just kind of, like, blowing up.
Right, and it makes Spencer almost want to leave. We see her really, I felt like, have a debate about whether it was right to leave with Mary or not. And I wasn't shocked that she's staying around. Again, we have 3 more episodes. Like, she's not leaving at this point. Like, that would be a crazy twist at this moment.
Was this goodbye for them, though? I didn't want it to be, and I really hope that it's not. There's so much they need to know about each other.
I think it's goodbye for now. Like, if she turns out to be one of the good guys, then I think that, you know, it'll end with them, you know, getting to know each other in a way that Spencer's mom approves of, because I think that that's a big thing for her, is that she, that is her mom, like, Veronica yeah. is, and Mary can't change that now, it's the woman who raised her.
Yeah.
And she, I think both Mary and Veronica this episode were actually very sensitive about each other.
Yeah.
Typically, I hate her, I'm your mother, but this time, even Veronica was asking more questions, mm-hmm. and Mary, this time, was also said, you're right, she is your mother.
Right, and you're lucky to have her. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of saw them come to terms with each other, and for lack of a better description, but I'm interested to see if that blows back up, because I wasn't sure that we were saying bye to Mary forever.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's a little rushed to me.
Maybe for an episode.
I was going to say, like, an episode or two. I feel like we're going to get a reunion of sorts in this final episode. I hope we do anyways. Like, yeah. I would love to see a lot of the people who have been on the show come back for this
final episode. Yeah, I mean, I think we heard that we're going to be getting a lot of flashbacks for sure in the final 2 hours. But I think that the Mary thing, I realize, even though she's creepy and doesn't have the best way of approaching people in the back of a car, that she is maybe going to try to save them more than anything, but there's still so much we don't know about her.
Right.
Even though, you know, they played us that tape tonight, which was really interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was surprising, and I'm interested to see if there's more from that, if there's other tapes, or will we get more of that in these final few episodes?
Well, I thought it was kind of anticlimactic, as though they thought the audience didn't know that Peter Hastings, that he had something to do with Allison Mother's death. Like, right. We knew that.
Yeah, I mean,
to some extent, yeah.
I think it confirmed what, right. Like, there was always kind of accusations of that, mm-hmm. or thoughts of that, but it finally made it very clear that he was, like, intimately involved.
Yeah. And I did think for a second that Veronica was going to not only say she was pulling out of running for Senate, but she was divorcing her husband, finally.
I mean, long time coming.
Would have been the easier decision, to just be like, okay, I accept my Senate seat, and also I'm getting a divorce. I don't know, like, that's, I can see why that would be hard, but still. It sucks for her that, like, she worked so hard for this Senate position, and, you know, now she's giving up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see, again, where this takes Spencer, because I feel like she's kind of on her own at this point. Like, her family is...
Is she on her own, though? Because there might be another one.
Yeah. This twin theory, we've talked about it.
I'm 100% sure.
I'm 99.5% sure.
There is a twin. I know it.
Yeah. I feel it. I would put myself at about 99% as well. Like, it feels like that's the way that this is heading. But the fact is, do we think that... So we assume that she does not know her twin at this point.
Then. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm annoyed, though, that they gave us that amazing scene. What was it, 2 episodes ago?
The airport?
Yeah. And they have not
followed up on it.
We haven't seen Ren again. And I hope for certain that's not the last time that we see him.
That would suck for him. Like, you came all the way out to the Pretty Little Liars set to whisper and say, hey, Ezra, nice to meet you.
I feel like we've also had rumors, though, that Ren we'll be back and we'll see more of him.
And if he's got something to do with Spencer's twin, then obviously he's involved in some way, shape, or form.
And Melissa, of course, people asking about her. I want to see her.
So are we assuming that the twin, assuming that Spencer does have this twin, is that, is she evil and she's the like one of the people involved in the larger AD scheme?
Yes.
Someone in the chat is saying, I think it's a split personality because Mary would be looking for two kids, not just Spencer. But I have a feeling that Mary already found the other kid, and that's why she's not looking. Or, like, her kid was raised with her, so she knows her and, like, has contact with her, which is why she's only looking for Spencer.
Yeah. And we also don't see Mary Drake very, like, we only see her with Spencer. Exactly. It's not like we're seeing her entire existence. Right.
And I feel like if that's, if, like, you know, she found out she was pregnant, and then they, like, Veronica and Mr. Hastings found out that Mary was pregnant, so they were like, oh, she's having a baby, let's adopt the baby. It's not like she was there when the baby was born, and then, like, maybe another one just came out after, and she was just
does
like...
Does that happen?
Well, she might. It, I mean, it's not like they were in the doctor's room.
It's like, oops, I'm pregnant with twins.
I mean, I think a twin can be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, well, not a, I wouldn't say a surprise, but, like, if she's getting treatment in Radley, you have to imagine...
Right, she's not getting the best medical treatment. That's why,
and
I say surprise.
Yeah, and she's not... It's not like she's, you know, Mr. Hastings is there holding her hand and watching the sonograms. It's like, he just hears, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, here's the due date. Okay, I went into labor. Okay, now the nurse is bringing the kid out to Veronica. Like, you know, it's not like you're there to see any of it. So, like, a kid could have come out after, and she could have been like, I'm keeping this one.
I guess it depends on, the situation, but...
It does make me want to rewatch that episode from 7A, I believe, where Arya and Spencer went to go talk to the doctor. And I remember watching that scene and I kept on thinking, I'm going to like rewatch this because it was shady and weird and he was very odd behaving. I mean, he was an alcoholic, but to me, there was still more to that. And the way his daughter acted, I really do hope that we kind of go back to that.
See a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, the focus now for me is turning to, in terms of Mary Drake, like, what happened in Radley, and can we get some flashbacks to that? Because I think that's, like, the defining moment of the twin thing, and probably a big clue to AD.
So, okay, Mrs. D in the chat said, remember the doc said he dealt with two of Mary's babies, which means she might have more than Cece and Spencer. Wait.
I thought he said I dealt with a couple.
Yeah.
So I guess that's two.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, I mean, a couple, two to three, I would say.
Well, I think maybe he said a few of her babies. I don't know.
Should table that, and we will look.
I'll rewatch it this week.
Yeah,
don't worry.
We'll figure that
out.
Any
excuse to rewatch these.
I know. I feel like that's what I'm going to do once this show wraps up, is like go back and start to like put the puzzle pieces together.
And see where they've apparently been dropping hints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because it's so heavily rumored that once you see it, you'll be able to like go back and put these pieces together. So, chat, let us know what puzzle pieces you're looking at. We want to be able to rewatch episodes with you. And while you're on the computer, please rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, we read them all, and we'll get back to you. We're really great about responding and obviously shouting you out during the live chat.
Yes, and apparently the doctor did say two of.
Okay.
So, you know, but we still don't know all the for sure stuff about Cece.
Yeah, so more to come in these episodes. So let's talk about Emily and Mona, who are solving another baby mystery.
Oh my gosh. When I saw the preview last week for this episode, I like laughed literally out loud. And my roommate's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I'm like, oh my god, it's so funny because Mona and Emily are pretending to be a couple and it's so cute. It was cute.
It's very cute, but also a little strange. Before we get into their discussion with the doctor and kind of their investigation, how strange did you find it when they were talking about have either of you been pregnant? And there was like a weird pause around Emily, right? Was I the only one who noticed that?
Yeah, no, I did too, and I thought, oh, maybe it's just because she's uncomfortable, Or, like...
Well, I think it's she's not technically pregnant, but she is having a baby. Okay. So, maybe, because that was...
Like, it was her eggs?
But he was asking in a very specific, have you... Because, like...
have you carried a child?
Because it was, like, a medical thing when they're talking about who would be better to, you know...
I don't know. I just felt like it was an odd moment, and I wasn't sure if it was just, like, her being uncomfortable, or if there was something else there.
But if you think about it, like, she would have had to have been pregnant initially, like, when she, like, was with her first boyfriend, because she hasn't been with a guy the whole, that we've seen.
I don't know. It was just an odd little, like, moment, and I agree with you. There was, like,
Ben. Maybe she got pregnant with Ben at some point.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I that's, like, yeah.
Maybe she has a kid.
I mean, also...
Maybe they're twins and they time traveled to the future, and they're AD.
I'm not saying she's ever been with a guy since then. Like, we certainly don't have information on that, but there is, like, a five-year time period that weren't...
college, you know?
Yeah, that we weren't with them.
Maybe she's experimenting.
I don't know. It just struck me as a strange moment that I certainly wanted to bring up, so I'd love to hear what the chat...
I would agree with you, too, that, you know, there was a weird pause, but I feel like we could just chalk it up to her just being super uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, it's her
or
eggs.
Being, like, we're obviously here, like, together, like, both of us are into girls, like,
her eggs are, you're right, like, they're being used in terms of a pregnancy, so, like, there's a lot of possibilities of what that moment could be.
Mothered a child, she's just not...
Pregnant with one. Right. So let's talk about, though, them questioning this doctor. What did we think? Was the doctor shady, not shady? What's going on?
I mean, yeah, and he looked a lot like he could be Archer's brother.
Yes, he looked like Archer, and he looked like Ren. I don't know if it's just a type of the... I mean, he was just a very attractive man, so maybe, and he was brown hair.
I was going to say, that's like the Pretty Little Liars guys as a collective group. Yeah. Like, that's their casting. But, yeah, he definitely felt like he had a secret. Like, he did not want to talk, that's for sure.
Yeah, once he figured out what was going on. But, I mean, he did something illegal, so obviously.
It could go either way. I think they might have been trying to set us off by having him kind of look like them. But he did something illegal to get fast cash for whatever reason. And he doesn't want anyone to question him about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, he definitely... I wasn't sure if he was, like, hiding behind being a doctor and, like, you can't share other patient...
I mean, you also can't.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I don't know. It just felt like, again, one of those things where, like, it certainly felt like he was hiding something, and I wasn't sure if he was trying to be a good doctor and, like, hide and protect his patient, or if he was hiding for his own sake.
I think he was for sure doing that.
Also, he can't... You can't give out patient information to random people that come and ask you.
Yeah, that's very true.
You don't need to kick him out, though. Just say you can't say so. I do think it was...
Like, write it down.
To cover his butt.
Show a picture.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that. And then they get his home address, but we don't see them at his home yet, which I love that the magazine in the doctor's office, like, wouldn't that come to the office? That was just another logistical question that I had. But sure, it came to his home because he likes, apparently, to read magazines at his home.
A fertility. Yeah. He's a fertility doctor.
So, sure. And do we think that next week they're going to go to the home?
Well, no, she already did. Because they got that medical bill.
Yeah, I felt like I wouldn't be surprised if they cut some scenes, obviously, from this episode. Yeah. Because I did feel like there was a few things that were missing to me. And I do think they were just trying to play up the Hannah Caleb of it all. So they might have had to cut some stuff.
Yeah, you are right. They did have that medical bill from his place.
So I think that was just the end of it. Like, hey, we got it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hopefully we find out, though. I mean, obviously... We're going to find out the father, you think, right?
Of the baby? Yeah.
I assume that the father is involved with AD. Or is possibly AD himself if it turns out to be a man.
Or it's Charlotte / Charles that somehow... People talked about it last week, and I said, what? How would they do that? But I guess, you know, there are definitely ways.
Well...
And this is Pretty Little
Charles
Liars.
Would have had his men... And then, you know, he would have, I mean, he could have frozen them if he fully transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had them, he could have had them in a sperm bank somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, so that he could have a biological child, or she could have a biological child one day.
Very true.
Because that would be the only way for it to have, like, any of her DNA. And then they could have just, like, put it together with another, you know, egg, so she could have carried a child. But, like, why would she carry a child? Because she was in Radley for, like, her whole life. I feel like no one would, you know? And she was, like, in Radley again. Like, I don't feel like anybody would do that procedure on her.
I don't know, yeah.
You would need, like, a really clean bill of health to undergo something like that, I would imagine.
But it's Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. I think, you know, they get a few passes, so that I wouldn't put it past them to do that, for sure.
Although, I guess, never mind, she couldn't actually carry the child. But she could have a surrogate.
Yeah.
Like, she could make her own.
Well, Allison.
That's true. Maybe she... She did.
She always wanted to be like her.
So. I think, though, that would, because she is related to Allison, so if Charles or Cece was the father, then that would be, like, a nice, because that is half or a quarter kind of Allison. It would have her.
Yeah, which makes it even more weird for it to be inside of her.
I feel like, okay, everybody keeps saying that that's weird, and I feel like that's not weird. I feel like that makes her have more of a connection to it.
Well, I mean, I have seen
other than it being growing inside of her.
Yeah.
There's been a bunch of TV shows and movies where someone's sister or brother, like, that kind of thing. So, you know.
So it's just surrogacy. I mean, essentially. It's not like, you know, you're doing anything weird.
Yeah. I feel like this pregnancy, we're going to need a lot of answers in the next few weeks. I have a lot of questions about who the father is.
I'm hoping that that's not something that they just never tell us and have, like, a scene where Emily and Allison are just like, we're going to raise this baby together regardless of who the father is. Like, we just want to love it. I feel like
it's been such a large storyline this season that it can't go that way. Like, they have to give an answer of who this sperm is. Even if it's not AD, like, it's got to be answered in some way.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. All right, so let's talk about Ezra and Arya, who also are linked to AD. Well, I guess Arya only, but Arya is getting major blackmail for this form that she filled out against Ezra 6 years ago.
And I was trying to remember when that happened, but I guess right after he, like, had his memoir thing out.
When she had her ugly cry on the ski lift.
Yeah.
Right after that, probably.
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't, and I, did you guys know that this existed?
I was going to ask you guys the same question if I had forgotten something, but I rewatch them sometimes a lot, and I don't remember us knowing she did that.
Right, and I mean, obviously that's something that she could have just, like, filled out when she was mad.
So that would have taken us back to season one, right?
No.
Three?
Two, well, she's saying 6 years ago, because...
Right, it was actually, I think, way more... I think it might have been season four or something like that.
Because when was Ezra A?
Because I was going to say, in season one, we definitely had moments of uncertainty from her. She tried to get out of his class, like...
I think that, though, was more just her being attracted to him and wanting to be with him and being like, the only way that I get out of this is by not being around him.
Right.
Whereas after, I feel like it was more because he used her.
So chat or please comment and tweet us. Do you remember in season four a moment that she was super angry at him?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
She went and threw around his apartment, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She broke into his apartment, like, threw things everywhere.
We talk about the show so much, I'm going to admit that the seasons do combine in my head.
I know. Like, when absolutely. Did this happen? I know what happened, I just don't know when.
Yeah, okay. You are right. That was season four.
Was it? Yeah.
I think so. Pretty sure.
Okay. I kind of pulled that out of my butt, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure that when you said it was like season three, season four.
Yeah,
I did really love how they were dancing in the beginning, though.
It's so sweet.
It's so cute, and I'm like, oh, I know. Want someone to take me dancing.
Yeah,
but I also was like really pissed at her about how much like the sourpuss she was being. She was just like,
Well, I think I'm like, if you
talk about your feelings, Arya.
Well, I don't think she can tell Ezra what's going on.
Yeah,
why?
But she can tell him some stuff, like, and she doesn't have to act like that. I don't know. I was just like, you're ruining your relationship all by yourself. A's not even involved right now. You're doing it.
Well, what's annoying me is that Ezra knows what Arya is like when she is being blackmailed.
Right.
This has happened before.
He should know.
I feel like he should be picking up on this, that there is something going on that he doesn't know. To me, he's acting as though they're strangers, almost.
I know. Well, he's acting like he hasn't been through this before, and he should know her. Like, they've been through this exact same thing, and, like, he was there 100%. Like,
see, I think he doesn't see the forest through the trees right now. Like, absolutely.
I think he's just overwhelmed.
I think he's overwhelmed by everything going on in his own life and then blaming himself
right.
for her attitude. He's not looking at the bigger picture in any yeah. capacity. He's just like, I did this to you,
he thinks it's because of Nicole.
Taking all the blame and, like, writing this book and everything.
And I'm sure that it is partly still because of Nicole. Like,
yeah.
to some extent, like, it has to do with the fact that, like, that's an issue and it's, like, still...
What I don't understand is Arya wants out. Like, that was what she claimed in the back of the limo, was she wanted out. And by doing this and putting on the black hoodie, she's getting further and further into this. And I don't think she's getting answers. She's just torturing herself at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mess with someone who's blackmailing you. Because to what extent do you get, your return? Like, they can just keep blackmailing you forever. That's why America doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
They can just keep...
Well, that's a conversation for a different time.
I'm just saying that's like a very...
Right. It's a conversation for a different time. I understand what you're getting at for sure. But I do want to say that I just feel like Arya's not handling it in the way that we've seen Arya act in the past 6 seasons. I'm very confused about why she's doing this.
I think she's just like, I want to get out. And she thinks in her mind, this is how she's going to get out. But she's just not.
At this point, she... Like, in the past, we've seen Spencer get close to answers and things like that. She's not really getting answers. She's just... Like, it's just making life difficult for her.
Well, and there have been people in the chat I've seen tonight, and I've had this theory for a while. Mike, her brother.
Oh, yeah.
Is very suspicious.
I would hate that, though.
Yeah.
But where's Mike been?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Where has he been? And everyone says... whoever it is now is most nice to Arya.
Yeah.
Like, they treat Arya with the most care. Mean,
you could argue that that's been the entire show, that yeah. Arya's had it the easiest out of everyone.
I know. Exactly. She got out with, like, a really good boyfriend, fiancé.
Yeah.
She hasn't really lost anybody in her family.
It's an interesting theory to go to Mike. I think that would be a big twist, because we haven't seen him in such a long time at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, but at the same time, I wouldn't be upset if it was someone that used to be suspicious and has been away for a while, and if they had a good enough explanation, like Ren.
Yeah.
It is someone new. Like,
I also feel like it's has to be somebody who's an outsider to these girls, like, that never felt like he or she fit in some way. And I don't know if Mike qualifies in that. I feel like I
need it to be somebody that we've seen around. And right now, I'm like, I would need a big explanation, then I would just be like, that's like a letdown. That's like bringing back, what's her name from season 1, Emily's, like, first girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Maya. Maya. Well, I still want Maya to come back in some way.
I do too, but that would be like bringing back Maya and being like, she's AD, and us to be like, really? Like, you bring back someone from season 1 to explain 8. It's like, no, you need to make it better.
Kayla Wynn in the chat said, if you watch from the beginning, there are clues that it's him. Is Mike.
Okay. I would love to find out more about these clues, guys. So send us info this week. Tell us which episodes to watch so we can pull up clips and stuff. That would be really great. So, I want to know, do you think Ezra and Arya are going to go through with their engagement at this point? It's on thin ice right now.
It's not looking great.
Not looking great, but I think in the end, fans will be so upset if they don't get...
Oh, if they don't get married,
Yeah.
It's gonna be a bad time.
I think that they are going to get married. They're going to try. We're going to be at the ceremony, but it is going to be a humongous, scary disaster. A violent, like a red wedding.
I honestly don't think that they need to get married right now. I think that they
It's not the good time for them.
No, they have to work out their stuff and get on the same page. You can't get married like when you're... They feel like they're resenting each other in a way. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's kind of, like, resenting him for being there while she's trying to, like, be A and all of this. I don't know. It just, she's not in a good place. I wouldn't want to get married like that. Like, when you're barely talking and you're walking around each other on thin ice. Like, that's not how you want to enter a marriage.
I agree with you. Like, I'm...
I say with all my marriage advice.
I really want to see them get married, but I need it to change between them. Because where it is right now, it would not be a happy start.
And it needs to be where they were. Like, when they got engaged, they need to get back there to before they can...
Well, don't you guys feel like if she told him the truth, after everything he's done to her and her friends, that he wouldn't be that upset about it?
I think he would be upset that she got pulled into it. Like, that she's involved.
I don't think that he would be... I don't see what he has to be upset about other than that she's trying to end it by getting involved, you know? Because it's not like she's doing this out of, an intention to try and hurt them. She's doing it out of an intention to, like, I'm trying to end it. So it's not like she has negative...
But by doing that, she's putting herself in danger. And if you love somebody...
And she's hurting people.
That would be a hard thing to get over. But before we go into predictions, I want to talk about the shovels that we saw at the end of the episode that Mona apparently has now. And Hannah was asking a police officer about it. I realized we didn't talk about it earlier. What do we think? Why does she have the shovels now?
I think that whole thing that we saw with Mona is her trying to get to the bottom of everything, and, like, that's why she has a map of the game, and that's why she has everything, because she's really trying to figure this thing out.
She's the new, like, detective outside the police department.
Yeah, because she's the only person who probably could figure it out. And that's why she has all that stuff, and I think that she went and took the shovels because she knew that they existed, because, you know, she said tonight that she scraped whatever is, replaced the windshield or whatever. So I think that she knew that those existed, so she was like, I need to go get them so that the police can't find them and, like, use them as evidence. So that's why she, like, confiscated them, like the guy said. I don't think that she's, I mean, obviously that would be too easy for us to be like, oh, she's A.
I think she is, may have, I don't want to say she knows who AD is, but, like, I think she is starting to put together puzzle pieces that we as an audience don't have yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because she said to Emily, I have a short list, and it starts with Jenna Marshall and ends with Mary Drake, but I don't think either of those two people... Well, we know that Jenna isn't. We know Jenna is just a pawn, and she's angry. Because, of those scenes we saw earlier in the season, and I don't think it's Mary Drake at this point, so who's in between is what I want to know.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Let's jump into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, guys, I want to know who you think is getting married next week.
So, I think the wedding is supposed to be Ezra's and Arya's, but it doesn't end up happening, and they hand it off...
To Caleb
or Hannah, but I saw someone in the chat say it looked like two girls' hands in the promo.
I was going to say Emily and Allison.
Do you think it looks like two girls?
We watched the promo a couple times, and I could not decide if it was a guy's hand or not.
They're all well manicured.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like, for me, I'm thinking it may be Emily and Allison.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a guess. I just hope it's not Ezra and Arya. As much as I want them to get married, just later.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's rumored that there's spoiler alert, sorry guys, a time jump in the final episode. So maybe
we can jump to their wedding.
Yeah, I would love it if we jump to their wedding. I don't think I'm ready for it if it's in this time frame right now. Yeah. I'm not ready.
And again, something that they've said, and it's so important to address this, when it was during the first, at the beginning of this time jump, last year with Allison in school, and her name was still Rollins, remember?
Right.
And she goes, he's coming, and all of the girls run in. So, I think all of the girls were in that scene.
Maybe
so
she just never changed her name, though.
Maybe. But also, it's a guy.
Yeah.
I think that it's a guy.
I'm starting to be with you on that I think AD has to be a guy. Other women may be involved, but I think the person behind the mastermind of it is probably a guy.
I would agree with that.
So with that, any other predictions before we jump out?
I'm predictions tapped out today.
Okay, well, then we will be back with you all next week for more Pretty Little Liars. Until then, you can find AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV, and you can find me at Stephanie Wenger.
You can find me at Kristen_Strange on Twitter and Instagram, and at clothingandcocktails.com.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And don't you worry, Dakota T. Jones will be back next week. You can
and
find
Hannah.
Him. Yes.
Yes.
Or, you know, maybe not, and I'll just be here.
We love having you, Sam. You're the best.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be back at some point. Yeah, but
thank you.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep. See you all soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.